Good morning, church. It is good to see you, all of you. Let's stand, let's open up in prayer. And as we do this, let's remember that we serve a good, awesome, and merciful God. And when we mess up, we can come to Him, and we can ask for forgiveness, we can be restored, and we can come to Him then in worship, in spirit, and in truth. That's our goal this morning. So, Father God, we thank you for today and being able to be here in church. Now, Fathers, we have songs to sing here this morning. Father, we just ask that we be able to put aside every weight, everything, every care, everything to be hindering us from pressing in, focusing completely on you, just to be able to put all our cares upon you, to be able to worship you now in spirit and in truth. And so, Father God, just like they were in complete unity in the upper room in the book of Acts, this is our goal here this morning, to be able to press in, be of one mind, one body. And so, Father, we just thank you for meeting us here now. In Jesus' name, amen.
The secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust.
You agree with that?
Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me.
You look at that picture there. When you're out on the ocean and you're surrounded by water and that's all that there is, and you can't say, water doesn't exist. I don't acknowledge that water exists. God, likewise, is all around us. We see Him in our creation. We see Him working in our lives. And wherever I am, I'll praise Him.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has got the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, lift my feet on higher ground. Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. He's coming soon, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Praise His name, Jesus Christ our Lord.
You know, I had an opportunity to do that yesterday. I was at a store, and a person came, and well, the checkout person said, are you ready for Easter tomorrow? I said, what's Easter? I said, tomorrow is Resurrection Day. She says, what's that? I said, well, have you heard about Jesus Christ? Tomorrow is the day when He was raised from the dead. That's what Christianity is all about. Blank look. Totally blank look. Had no idea what I was talking about. I said, tomorrow is Resurrection Day. Very important day. It's not Easter. So, let's forget about ourselves. Magnify the Lord. Praise His name.
Light of His smile, seeking the lost ones he died to redeem. Bringing the weary to find rest in him. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee. For thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears, and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what can concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, what he wants me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God
You know, the Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God for correction, for reproof, right? That we're to improve in righteousness, God's righteousness. So this week, Pastor John came up and talked with me about an issue that, basically a deficiency in my life. And he showed me in scripture where I was lacking. And I said, emotionally, I don't agree with you. Intellectually, I agree with you. But I'm not able to carry it out emotionally right now. Does that make sense? And so, as you look at this song here, it says, God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. Okay? And to make me what he wants me to be. But I realized that the first step was for me to intellectually to say, I acknowledge that this is right and that I need to change. Emotionally, I don't agree with it, but intellectually I said, yes. So, I'm working right now. God is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be.
I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love. Feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love and feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey.
Let's sing that one more time.
I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Thank you.
praise fills the temple. His peace fills my heart. His joy and His glory He did wondrously impart. The blessed name of Jesus brought me freedom from sin. Fills a temple, and His Spirit dwells within. Your praise fills a temple, Your peace fills my heart. Your joy and Your glory, You did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me freedom from sin. Now Your praise fills a temple, and Your Spirit dwells within. Your praise fills a temple, Your peace fills my heart. Your joy and Your glory, You did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me freedom from sin. Now Your praise fills the temple, and Your Spirit dwells within. Your people declare Your mighty words. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father of mercy, be exalted, may Jesus' name be lifted up. For the sacrifice of love has won my pardon, and the resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Who reigns forevermore. Who reigns forevermore.
Amen.
Truly as I live, all be filled with the glory of the Lord. And as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory, the glory, the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory, the glory, the glory.
Great Allah and amen than this, that a man like life laid his life down for his friends. Hallelujah. He laid down his life for his friends. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He is risen. He is risen from the dead. An empty grave shows that our Savior lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And he was risen. And he spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show over them openly, triumphing over them at the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And made himself of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant. He became in the likeness of men. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby men must be saved, but only the name of Jesus. Only the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today is a day of celebration, a day of excitement, a day of rejoicing, that our Savior lives, And because he lives, we can say, we can hope for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because he lives, all fear is gone. For we know he holds the future. Hallelujah. Now as we are risen with Christ, let us seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Let us set our affections on things which are above and not things of this earth. Hallelujah. Let the excitement rise. Oh, let us serve our Lord, our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us lift his name higher and higher, for he is the one that lifted us up. Praise his holy name. Oh, praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, that also we are children of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let no be defeat in this home, in this house, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But let it be victory all the way, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. Praise his holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Now, as we time to give, let us give with gladness. Oh, let us give, O Lord, with joy. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for being with us today, for leading us, for guiding us, for having it your way, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor. He will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses his people to finance his work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that his people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
So let me say this. Praise the Lord and welcome to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church on Resurrection Day 2011. We do not have an Easter bunny here, and we are not hunting eggs. We are eating our eggs if we have them, and we have no chocolate bunny. So praise God that we do not have that. Now, I want to thank all our cyber members. Now, you folks that are here, you are local members. But I want to thank the cyber members for those of you that last week sent us some gifts. And you sent in tithes and offerings. Have you been able to pay electricity, telephone bills, insurance, and a few other things? And I want to thank you very, very much. Now, if you're watching us now today, and you have not helped us out this month, I really appreciate that if you give us a gift here this coming week so that we can take care of the rent and a few other things. And I appreciate that. Right now, I would like for you to take your Bibles and turn them to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22. And for years, I have been observing the Lord's Supper, and I have assumed that everybody knows what the Lord's Supper is all about. But I begin to realize now, as we are reaching out to different nations, different places, and people of different persuasion are watching us, that some of you do not know what communion is. Some of you do not know what the Lord's Supper is. Now, the Catholic Church has hijacked a lot of things. But I want to lay down a track here today that the Lord's Supper or communion is not a Roman Catholic thing. This is something that Jesus Christ himself instituted, and his apostles kept it. If you turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, and we're going to begin in verse number 13. And they went and found, as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Now they were eating now their Passover meal. Today the term here in America is Seder. And a lot of Christians are backsliding into Judaism. And this week, a lot of people simply partook in a Seder. Now, I'm sorry, folks. If you go back and eat the Passover meal again, what you did was you just crucified Christ a second time. He is a sacrificial lamb. He's done once and for all, and we don't go back to the Passover meal. And then Jesus said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the wine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. It doesn't mean that Jesus shows up literally through the bread, like the Catholic Church is teaching. It is a remembering. We are remembering the death and resurrection of Jesus. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And so we have now the Passover. Consisted of a lamb, bitter herbs, a number of other things that they had at the table. But Jesus only selected two things. He selected out the bread, and he selected out the cup or the wine. If you turn now to Acts chapter 20, and by the way, the Roman Catholic Church has not written the King James Bible. Praise God for that. They are guilty of a lot of things, but that's one thing they're not guilty of. So we have that all for ourselves. In the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse number 7, we read this, and upon the first day of the week, what is the first day? The Sabbath day among the Jews is Saturday. The first day of the week is Sunday. Sunday is the Jews' Monday. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them ready to depart to tomorrow and continued his speech until midnight. Now the disciples after the resurrection, they met on the first day of the week to commemorate the resurrection, because Jesus rose on the first day of the week. And then we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. That's 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And we're going to pick it up in verse number 20. It's important you understand this. Today, at the church here, we're going to have a meal. We're going to have, not a Passover meal, but we're going to have a nice dinner, lunch, whatever you want to call it. It's a fellowship dinner. And during the apostolic time, the church met. They met in homes at the river, and they always had a meal together. This is common. When they met on the first day of the week, they had lunch, dinner, whatever you want to call it, and then they had communion, and so on. So understanding that now, we read this from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. From when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. In other words, he said, now, when you get together, you're not doing it to eat the Lord's Supper. You're getting together to have food. For in eating, everyone takes before his own supper. One is hungry, another is drunken. Now, the tradition at that time was not like we. We don't do potluck in this church. We do a blessed event. But everybody brings a dish. It's placed in the kitchen. Now, I'm not going to go and hog my dish and say, this is what we brought and this is what we're going to eat. Now, don't you touch my stuff. We share. We have a table spread and we share. They didn't do that. We had to scold them for that. For in eating, everyone takes before order his own supper. One is hungry, another is drunk. Now, praise God, we don't have any booze here. Now, the Corinthian church, they were kind of heathen. They were not quite together yet, so they were still doing things that they had done before they got saved. And then Paul said, what? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. And then he begins to say, now, this is what the Lord's Supper is. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is a new testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. So the custom now was they had communion time and time again, but it was in remembrance of Jesus. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. What does that mean? It means if you are not saved, you don't want to partake of the Lord's Supper. You are not sanctified. And if you're in a backsliding condition, you want to ask God for forgiveness, that he will forgive you before you take the Lord's Supper. And then he said, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. In other words, some people have died, others are sick, because they simply came and took the Lord's Supper with sin in their hearts. But here's the good news now. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Now that is a big praise the Lord. God is simply saying this through Paul. You can judge yourself, ask for forgiveness, and I don't have to touch you. A lot of people don't like to do that. They say, well, I don't have nothing to ask for forgiveness for. Well, you got problems then. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned by the world. Wherefore, my brother, would you come together to eat, tarry, or wait one for another? What does that mean? It simply means this, that before we take the Lord's Supper, we wait for one another so that we have a chance to ask God for forgiveness and to clear things up. And then it says that if any man hunger, let him eat that home, that you come not together to condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Well, I sure would like to have Paul come here and set things in order. But you know, he set it in order in writing in his word. So this is what it means to have the Lord's Supper. It is not a Catholic institution, tradition. Forget that. There's so much junk floating around out there. This is straight from the Word. And the first Lord's Supper took place when Jesus was with us. And then throughout the book of Acts, they had it on a weekly basis. At this time, I'm going to ask Brother Jerry to come and be at the piano. And we're going to pray and give you a chance to talk to God and ask if there's anything that you need to repent of before we take the Lord's Supper. So would you stand and you play something? And I'm going to be silent here for a few moments. And you pray and simply talk to God. And if God says you're clear, there's nothing there, then just begin to rejoice. So go ahead and pray. Father, we just thank you right now that we can come here, Lord, and partake of this resurrection day of Jesus. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, that you have forgiven us of our many trespasses that we have done, Lord. And we thank you that you are forgiving, God. And we stand here today not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That is our righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. Thank you for cleansing us with your blood. And I pray, Father God, a great anointing to be here, and also, Father God, in each home that is partaking right now with us. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Elders, would you come and prepare the table? And if you're watching us right now, please have your grape juice ready and your bread. And what we do in this church is this, that we hand it out, and then we pray over it, and then we take it together. So you can do the same thing in your home right there. And let me say this, what the Holy Spirit just shared with me. If you've been divorced, or you have done some other things, and Satan is condemning you today and saying, well, you are not worthy. You are not worthy to partake. That's a lie for the pits of hell. If you have asked God to come into your heart, be your Lord and Savior. If you have asked him today to forgive you, he has forgiven you. You are worthy. You might not be prepared because you said, well, you know, I didn't feel worthy. Here's what you can do. Just run to the kitchen. Get a little glass of water. Get some bread. Liquid. Doesn't matter. And then come back out in front of the screen and be with us as we partake. Unleavened bread that I'm holding in my hand. This is the type of bread that Jesus had at that time. And he held it up in front of his 12 disciples, including Judas. And he broke it. And now I can never again put this bread back together. And the reason Jesus broke it was to simply tell us his body was broken for you and for me. It will stay broken until all of us have come home to heaven. And then it will be broken no more. Soteris, would you pray for the bread?
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity, O Lord, to break bread together. Which represents, O Lord, the broken of the body of Jesus Christ for our sins, Lord. Oh Lord, it's a wonderful celebration. It's a day of rejoicing. It's a day of celebration for sharing the bread one with another. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. Oh, hallelujah. You died for us. You rose again the third day. And because of your death and resurrection, we have eternal life. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
behold the bride here together. Would you holding in your hand represent Jesus Christ as a token? When we eat this, Jesus said, whosoever eat my flesh and drink my blood will have eternal life. We got eternal life by repenting of our sins and receiving Christ. So when you take this today, remember this. Jesus loved you so much that he gave his body for you. Let's eat it and thank him. Same way Jesus took the cup. This is Resurrection Day 2011. You know, without that shed blood, we would have no hope. When we came to church today, I was very joyous because I thought about my salvation through Christ. And the blood that was spilled for us cost Jesus everything. And for us, it's free. Brother Thomas, would you lead us in the prayer for the cup?
Father God, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die in our place, Lord. And we know that the scriptures say, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we thank you for that, Lord. We know that that's our only hope. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we thank you for eternal life, Lord. And we know that today there are many trying to pervert what Jesus did. But we have it written down. And we know it's true. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And we can take it with us through eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Ask the congregation here to stand as we take the cup here. And those of you that are watching us right now, you got a cup in your hand. Remember this, that God so loved us, he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And when we drink this cup, you might be in Europe, you might be any place on this earth, I don't know where you are. But we are together in the Holy Spirit at this time. Let's take the cup and thank Jesus for his blood. Remain standing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Of Jesus is one.
my Lord. You have risen from the dead and you're my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Praise the Lord, you may be seated. We're going to have some prayer time, and we're not going to have a testimony time today at this time of the service, but we have our dinner. As we're eating, we will have a chance to share testimony. We have the microphone open. We're going to continue to pray for Al Norberg and his eyes will be saved. We need to pray for one another until we hear from God and he has answered our prayers. So we will keep on praying. We need to pray for all the people in the Midwest, South, and the Eastern Seaboard again. This week was just another week they got hammered. And there were more storms, more tornadoes, while Texas is in a drought and raging wildfires, losing a lot of homes in Texas. And let's pray that millions will turn to Christ and realize we must repent of our sins. And let us pray that God's people respond today to our financial need. We praise the Lord for the response last week to our request for help. We were able to pay the telephone bills, the electric bill, and insurance. Some salary were paid to Pastor John, but there was not enough funds available to pay Lois Armarker last week. That's going to pay for about 3 or 4 or 5, 7 months or something like that. And this week we need to pay in rent for our church facility and salaries. Pray against the financial meltdown of the U.S. economy. Oil this week ended up at 112.29 per barrel as of April 23rd. It went up 2.63 cents since last week. Investors are infusing large amount of money into the oil market, and speculation is one factor driving up the price and keeping it high. The other factor is that the dollar lost more of its value than the foreign currency last week. The dollar went down, I would say, probably about 5%. Against the European currencies and Japanese yen and so on. And look at this number here. The price of gold as of Friday was $1,503.80 per ounce. Compare that with the price in the 1950s, $35 an ounce. Gold was set to $35 an ounce, and it stayed there for years. Now, if they now is $1,500, they would tell you how much our dollar has been eroded. So we need to pray for that. So those of you who would like to pray, come on up, please.
Father God, we're going to lift up the situation in the Midwest, the South, the Eastern Seaboard, Lord, where all the tornadoes are striking and wildfires and you name it, Lord. And we ask your protection upon those that are walking with you in these areas, Lord. But we know that there's going to be judgment on this land because of the immorality, the murder of the unborn, and you name it, on and on and on. So we say it's a righteous judgment. But at the same time, Lord, we lift up your people that are in these areas, and we thank you, Father God, that they would take the time to minister the gospel in these times of trouble. And then also, Lord, that there would be some repentance in the land. And so this is our prayer over that situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come to you, giving you all the praise and honor and glory for this day. I thank you, God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and for the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And Lord, I tell you, it's hard to come to this platform every Sunday after Sunday and pray over oil prices that are not going down, but they're continually rising. So I sit out there in the audience and I ask myself, Lord God, Holy Spirit, share with me on how to pray over an issue that continually escalates and goes up, up, up. And so I feel that the Holy Spirit shared with me as I walked up on this platform today that the reason why we have these issues and we have these problems in America is because America and people throughout this world will not ask the Lord to forgive them, that people will not repent of their sins, and we need to ask the Lord for repentance. And another thing we should not do in this world anymore is compromise. Compromise the Word of God. Compromising the Word of God is all it will do is create problems. And we want to get away from these problems in America. So I ask people out there in this audience and out on the webcast to start really praying for repentance in America. And we need to come closer to Jesus, each one of us, and really sincerely repent. And that's my prayer for this country, for America, and for the world. And as we repent, we will see a change that the Lord will bring on. And he will change as we repent and let the Lord do the work. In Jesus' name, amen.
I agree with Michael. And let each person read 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14, that it says it all. Heavenly Father, I lift up to you, Al Norberg, Lord. We lift him up to you, Lord, and we pray for mercy and grace in this time of need, Lord. Father, as we were celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to declare by his stripes, Al Norberg is healed. And we want to claim it today. We're going to claim victory. We're going to claim healing in his eyesight. Oh, Lord, you open the blind eyes. You make the deaf ears to hear. Oh, Lord, you raise the dead. And you make a way where there seems to be no way. And we ask you, Lord, right now, for your resurrection power to go through Al Norberg's body and bring a healing, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bring a healing, Lord. And we want to thank you for a praise report, O Lord, next week. And we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that by his stripes we are healed. And we claim heal for this whole body, O Lord. Not only physically, but spiritually, we pray, O Lord, for healing. And the fire, let it erupt inside us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that we're not going to be quiet. We're not going to be silent. We're not going to be still, but we're going to move forward. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and proclaim the gospel, O Lord, to those who are lost. Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we lift up our hands in thanksgiving and praise to you because you have heard our cry. You have heard our request for funds to keep this ministry going. And the dear people out here in front of me, and also those out in cyberspace, have come through once again, Lord God, and saved the day. And we've been able to meet the crucial needs of the church. We haven't been able to meet every need, but the most important things, Lord, and we thank you and praise you for that. And Father God, I ask you now that you will move on people's hearts, whoever can give extra, a little extra, that we can come up with the rent. It's time to come up with rent for May, but unfortunately it's for April that we need it. And so we ask you, Lord, that somehow you will bring that in and that we can continue with the webcasting and the ministry to serve you and to uphold your name and preach the gospel and preach pure doctrine and as much as we can possibly preach it. And Father God, we ask you to bless this church and bless each person here. But above all, Lord, work in our hearts by your Holy Spirit to help us to tell people about Jesus, to tell them the gospel, and not to be shy and not to be intimidated, because a lot of liberals are out there and trying to intimidate us. But let us just be stronger and bolder, Lord, and talk to people. There's always ways to bring up the subject. There are always ways that you can do it very easily, Father. Put those things in our minds as we talk to people, as we go to stores, and take away our selfishness that we tend to just hold to our own things and hurry up and do our stuff and just walk by people and not talk to them or anything. Father, help us to slow down and let your Holy Spirit move on us. And that we can build this church larger and bigger, that there will be more people to witness in Sacramento. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we're going to lift up, handing a prayer to you in Sweden. That Father God, this couple, Lord, as they are seeking to serve you, that you will bring them a great anointing. That, Father God, is anointing to break the yoke of bondage and helping, Father God, to destroy the works of Satan in the area where they live and work in Sweden. You also lift up Raymond and Gina to you from Germany, Father God, as they get going through some difficult times. We thank you for that you have blessed them, that the house, the grandmother's house, will be sold. And that, Father God, the difficulties they're going through right now will be moved down. That every wagging tongue against them shall be destroyed. And that, Father God, they will come through with victory as you've done before. Father God, we prayed for many years, put up to sell the condo they had in East Germany. And Father God, you sold that for them. So we thank you now for selling this house. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the other prayers that were spoken here. That is now on the altar, will be answered in due time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to have a victory song, if you can't remain standing. And after that, matter of fact, before we had a victory song, you're going to lead the closing prayer. And then we're going to eat. So I'll be glad to eat all the food you brought. Thank you very much.
Father God, thank you for this day and for once again that we were able to meet here. We thank you that we have this facility to meet in, Lord. We thank you for this day of celebration, that Jesus took our place, and he paid the price for the sins of man. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we have a bright future. We ask your blessing upon each one as they go their way today, and that we would have a good and prosperous week ahead of us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.